বংশকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমঃ। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীঅদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশাদি গুরুভক্তবৃন্দ, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে। হরে কৃষ্ণ। টুডে উই আর গোয়িং টু সেলিব্রেট দ্য চিরাদধি মহোৎসব। Since it took place in a place called Panihati, it is also known as Panihati Festival. This festival is about a prince, the son of a very wealthy person. Just to give an idea, anyway, we can't really calculate how much his father's or family income was. He was the only son in the family. The two brothers of his father had another brother. His elder brother didn't have any child. So he was the only successor in the family. Very, very wealthy person. Very wealthy family. And he became attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came across Haridas Thakur when he was a young boy, and coming in contact with Haridas Thakur, he became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings about his personality, about his pastimes, and he became attracted. And that personality is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's six principal associates are known as the six Goswamis, and he is one of them. Raghunath Das Goswami one day got the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So taking sannyas those days meant that one could leave his family, go away, and nobody will ever get to see him. That's how it used to happen. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwaroop, took sannyas and nobody ever saw him. That's how it used to be. Those days, first of all, the communication was not that advanced. And when one left home, just left forever. And so Raghunath Das Goswami got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he left home. All along, all this while, he was hoping that someday he would be able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he became extremely heartbroken. He felt that he would never be able to see him. So then Raghunath Das Goswami got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya's house was in Shantipur, and Raghunath Das Goswami's family used to live in a place called Tribeni, which was a confluence of three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati. And it was not very far from Shantipur. And when Raghunath Das Goswami got the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the house of Shantipur, it was actually arranged by Nityananda Prabhu. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he just left, he just ran towards Vrindavan. For 3 days and three nights he was just running and running towards Vrindavan. And with him there were four other devotees, including Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing how heartbroken the residents of Vrindavan, residents of Navadvip were due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sudden taking sannyas and leaving home. So he tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him back to Bengal, to Navadvip, near Navadvip, to Shantipur. And some cowherd boys were tending the cows, and Nityananda Prabhu taught them that when this person comes and asks you what's the name of this place, you tell them that this is Vrindavan. So according to the instruction of Nityananda Prabhu, these boys, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, seeing the cows and the cowherd boys, he thought that he arrived in Vrindavan. And so when he asked his boys, the cowherd boys told him, yes, this is Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Nityananda Prabhu, so Nityananda, we came to Vrindavan, and this is Jamuna. Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, that's true, this is Jamuna. So as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he just jumped into the river. But then he saw that Advaita Acharya is coming on a boat. So he asked him, Advaita, how did you come here? And Advaita Acharya said that Nityananda sent me a message that he is bringing you here. So he asked me to bring some fresh clothes for you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very upset. He realized that Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and brought him to Shantipur, on the other side of the river of Shantipur, called Ambika Kalna. And so he accosted Nityananda Prabhu, accused him. Nityananda, you lied to me. You must have told these boys to lie to me. And when I asked you, you said, this is Jamuna. What's happening? Why are you lying? Do you think my sannyas is a joke? I wanted to go to Vrindavan, and you tricked me to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu said, no, I didn't lie. Because wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And after Ganga and Jamuna met in Prayag, Jamuna is flowing on the left-hand side of the river bank, and Ganga is flowing, on the right hand side. So since this is the left hand side of the bank, so this is Jamuna. So anyway, so this is how Nityananda Prabhu brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to the place Shantipur, where devotees, in the meantime, all the devotees were informed in Navadvip that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to Shantipur. So all the devotees from Navadvip rushed towards Shantipur. And only person who didn't come was Vishnupriya Devi, because it is not appropriate for a sannyasi to meet his students. And Raghunath Das Goswami also got the message, so he came and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His family was very well known and they were big patrons of Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, when he got to know that Raghunath Das Goswami came, so he brought him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami got a chance to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wanted to go with him. He told him that, "I don't like to stay at home. I want to go with you." So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Markat vairagya na karah lok dakhaliya jathajogya vishay bhunjo anashakta kariya," which means that just for show, do not display monkey renunciation. A monkey also lives in a forest, eats roots and fruits, stays naked. But after all, it's a monkey. So he said, "Go home, just accept whatever is necessary in relation to Krishna consciousness in a mood of detachment." So saying that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Raghunath Das Goswami home. And Raghunath Das Goswami, since then, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Shantipur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. So when Raghunath Das Goswami got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, he ran away from home a few times to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then his father sent his men, soldiers, probably on horseback, and so caught him and brought him back. So then, seeing that he was running away from home like that, his father decided to get him married. And it has been described that he was married to a girl who was as beautiful as an apsara, as a celestial damsel, a personality from heavenly planet. And in a way, Raghunath Das Goswami kind of settled down at home. But his heart was always at the feet of Chaitanya. So then Raghunath Das Goswami got the news one day that Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati. Panihati also is a place on the bank of the Ganges that was the residence of Raghav Pandit and the very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was in Panihati, so getting the news, Raghunath Das Goswami went to meet Nityananda Prabhu. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on the bank of the Ganges under a banyan tree, huge banyan tree surrounded by his associates. So, when his associates saw Raghunath Das Goswami offering obeisances from a distance, they informed Nityananda Prabhu that Raghunath is offering obeisances from a distance. So Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh, so that thief has come. Bring him to me." So Raghunath Das Goswami brought to him. He offered obeisances, placing his head at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And very mercifully, Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on his head. And then Nityananda Prabhu told him, "You thief, I will punish you. And the punishment is that you have to feed me and my devotees cheap rice, flat rice, and yogurt." Flat rice in Bengali is called chira. I think you get it here also. The rice is soaked and then it's pounded and it's flattened. And then you soak it so it becomes edible just by soaking in water. And dadhi means yogurt. So Raghunath Das Goswami very happily accepted that punishment. And he organized a feast. He sent his men to buy chip rice and yogurt. And they bought all the chip rice that was available in the market. They bought all the yogurt that was available in the sweet shops. And they bought all kinds of sweets, all kinds of fruits. In Bengal, this is a time for fruits. Mangoes and jackfruits, they ripen at this time of the year. So, and they organized a big feast. So hearing about the feast, people just started to come. What a big feast you have going on. And even sweet shop vendors came with their sweets and yogurt and all kinds of stuffs. And they also were fed with the chip rice and the other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some people saw, some of the devotees saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And they observed some very strange happening, that Nityananda Prabhu was picking up the chip rice and yogurt from everybody's plate, and he was just offering it to somebody. Some saw, and he was offering it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating it. And then Nityananda Prabhu was eating it. So many people came that the whole land part became full. There was no place on the land. So people just went to the Ganges. Standing on the Ganges, they started to eat the chip rice and yogurt. So this is how that festival took place. Raghunath Das Goswami then went home after that. And one day, taking advantage of some situation when the pujari was missing, he went to report on the pretext of going to report to his head pujari or family priest, Yadunanda Acharya. He left. This time he did not take the regular path. He took the false path. and he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you. Raghunath Das Goswami's mother told his father that this time when you catch him, just tie him up with a chain. His father said, look, the wife as beautiful as an Apsara and the wealth like that of Indra could not tie him down. Do you think some mere chain can tie him down? This is what happens when one becomes attracted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He loses all interest in this material life. So that is what has happened to Raghunath. So he decided, okay, now we are not going to call him back. But he arranged to send 6 servants to take care of him in Jagannath Puri. And he arranged to send 2,000 rupees every month. And those days, 2,000 rupees probably would be something like at least $200,000. And with that money, Raghunath Das Goswami was organizing huge feasts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. When Raghunath Das Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him. Now through this incident, we get to know one very wonderful secret of progressing in spiritual life. That is why Nityananda Prabhu called him a thief. And why did he punish him? A sweet punishment, of course, but still he termed it as a punishment. It's because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's asset. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. Hena Nitai Vine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paitamai. Without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, one cannot get Radha Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why, since Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to directly have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bypassing Nityananda Prabhu, therefore he called him a thief. He was trying to steal his property. And also another way to look at it is, Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not. But this time, he could, after getting the approval and mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he could. Therefore, we can understand that the way to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Nityananda. If we try to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the approval and mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, will never be successful. And approaching Nityananda Prabhu also means approaching through Nityananda Prabhu's representatives, the bona fide spiritual masters who are Nityananda Prabhu's representatives. Anyway, so this time Raghunath Das Goswami succeeded in approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him to Swami Damodar Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most intimate associate. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami is also known as Swarupair Raghunath, Raghunath of Swarup. So Raghunath Das Goswami getting the money from his father and the servants and all the facilities, he was organizing this big feast. But then he started to consider that my father is a materialist. Why should I take money from him? So he stopped taking money from us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvatama Goswami, Raghunath does not invite us to this feast anymore. So Sarvatama said, yes, he stopped taking money from his father and he sent the servants back home. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, so what is, how does he maintain himself then? And Sarvatama said that he stands by the Sinhadwar, the main gate of Jagannath temple. And when the pujaris go home after serving Lord Jagannath, they offer him some prasad. Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He said, very good. Then after a while, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghunatha Sarvatama, Sarup, I don't see Raghunath by Sinhadwar anymore. He said, yes, he stopped taking prasad from the pujari also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, how does he maintain himself? He said, the prasadam of Jagannath that is distributed to the beggars. He sits with the beggars and accepts the prasad. Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Then after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvatama, I don't see Raghunath there also, sitting in Jagannath's prasad that is distributed among the poor people. He said, he stopped taking that prasad also. Then what does he do? What does he eat? How does he maintain himself? Sarvatama told that the prasad that is thrown away as a garbage. There is rotten prasad, stale and rotten prasad, that Raghunath collects that and washes the bad part off, and whatever is the edible part, he keeps that. And that's how he's maintaining himself. Hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just ran to Raghunath Das Goswami's where he was singing. And he told him, Raghunath, you are having all this wonderful prasad of Jagannath depriving us of all. Raghunath was very embarrassed. He says, no, I'm not taking this. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, now you're lying to me also. Saying that, he reached out to a pot, clay pot, containing that prasad that was kept under the bed. He pulled it out and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to eat that. Raghunatha Goswami tried to stop him, saying that, oh, this is not for you to eat, this is not for you to eat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept on eating that. So this is how, through Raghunatha Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the principle of renunciation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to teach the process of renunciation, the science of renunciation, which is Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami described Vairagya Vidya Nicha Bhakti Yogam Shikhartameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shriva Dhari Kripam Buddhija Samaham Tupate. In order to teach Vairagya Vidya, the process of Vairagya renunciation, which is Nija Bhakti Yoga, which is actually his own devotion with her. শিক্ষার্থমেক পুরুষ পুরাণ সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড কৃষ্ণ অ্যাজ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ অ্যান ওশন অফ মার্সি আই অফার মাই ওবিসেন্স টু হিম And that Vairagya Vigraha was sought through Raghunath Das Goswami. The height of opulence. From that, not just suddenly, whimsically taking to the process of renunciation, but gradually. At the end, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan, settled down there. And he used to take just a cupful, a cup made of leaf, a leaf cupful of buttermilk, once in 3 days. One day his servant found some big leaf, polished leaf. He thought that if I make a plate out of, cup out of the big leaf, then this will have a lot of buttermilk in it. So he will be forced to take or compelled to take some more buttermilk. So he brought that to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami said, "Oh, it's a big leaf. Where did you get it?" And he said, "I got it from Sakhistali. Sakhistali is the grove kunja of Chandravana." So, as soon as he heard the name Sakhistali, he threw away that. Because he is so loyal to Srimati Radharani that he couldn't even hear the name of Chandravana. So in ISKCON also, we see such examples. In ISKCON, when Prabhupada came to teach Vairagya Vidya. And many devotees were coming from very, very wealthy families in America, gave up everything. And out of them, I think Giriraj Maharaj holds a very, very special position. Tukaram Prabhu was already mentioning that Giriraj Maharaj hails from a very wealthy family. And he became attracted to Srila Prabhupada. And I was just thinking that the similarity between Raghunath Das Goswami and Giriraj Maharaj. And actually that's the reason why I agreed to speak first. Just to give an idea, in 1977, I was in Bombay with Srila Prabhupada, and there was a big program in Cross Maidan in the center of Bombay, heart of Bombay city, huge park. And Prabhupada came, and the program was very, very successful. Every day about 10,000 people used to come to take part. And the place was very, very wonderfully presenting the success of the program and the happenings of the program. And I remember at that time, one article was printed in, I think it's the Times of India or Hindustan Times, and that described about how a millionaire's son has disregarded his father's wealth and became a devotee. And guess who this article made about? Giriraj Maharaj not only went to India giving up all his wealth and comfort that money could offer, but he went to Bombay when ISKCON was just starting in India. And it was not in Bombay. When Prabhupada, when the devotees went to Bombay, they actually were staying in the most opulent part of Bombay city, in Marine Drive. But Prabhupada decided to take this piece of land in Juhu, which was like a remote place those days. Many leaders, leading devotees who were in India at that time, were very much against Srila Prabhupada taking up that property. They were, in a way, they were so reluctant to take that property that they even, when there was a even after paying the money, when there was a possibility of losing that place, they did not actually make much of an endeavor to get that back. Because they thought it's a waste of time. It's so remote. And like as Tukaram Prabhu mentioned, infested with, that place was infested with rats and snakes. I don't know about the snakes, but the rats were plenty. I heard that the devotees, when they would sleep at night, the rats would run over the mountains. And so, there was nothing. They had to clean that place, the jungle, the growth of undesirable trees and plants there, and make a tarpaulin shape with tin walls and live there. They were extreme, I mean the weather was extremely hot. Bombay gets very, very hot. And not only hot, it gets humid. And there was no air conditioner, so to speak of air conditioner, there was no fan. And Giriraj Maharaj just drove up, sent him there, and he just took it upon himself. Just consider the, you know, an extremely wealthy situation in America, not only going to India and practically living in the middle of a jungle, undergoing so much hardship. And he took it upon himself, stuck it out. He didn't give up. And not only that, he was, every day he was going to the city of Bombay to cultivate. And Giriraj Maharaj was cultivating one of the richest families in Bombay. I heard many incidences, but I just narrated one in such incident. How tenacious Giriraj Maharaj was. He was cultivating people, and just to give you an idea how he was actually persuading people to take to Krishna consciousness. He used to go to the city of Bombay, and he had a car, and the driver used to drive him. And one day he saw somebody, quite a very handsome young man, getting into a Mercedes. And he told his driver to follow the car. So he found out where he was, and so the next day he came and he wanted to meet that person, but that person did not give him an appointment anyway. So then he came again, but this time he didn't leave. He just stayed there. And that person said he didn't want to meet him, didn't give him the appointment to meet him. He just stayed in his office. The Giriraj Maharaj just stayed there in front of his office, in front of this temple. And then finally, it was quite late at night, and he came out. And then Giriraj Maharaj met with him, and his response was that he was not interested. But Giriraj Maharaj persuaded him, reached to him in such a way that eventually this person has become one of the most supportive devotees in all of India. That is Krishna Chandra Prabhu, the son of a very, very illustrious industrialist in India, Mahatlal. His name was Rishikesh Mahatlal. Now he is Krishna Chandra Das. Giriraj Maharaj cultivated so many such wonderful devotees, and so we are so fortunate to have him here with us, and it'll be so wonderful to hear about Raghunath Das Goswami from such a wonderful representative of Raghunath Das Goswami.